I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, February 28. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says culture of disorder must be changed, Banana Board looking to increase exports, and protected area policy being finalized. The details after the break.
Thinking of going solar? Ensure you conduct a site assessment before purchasing a solar PV system for your home or business. Get an experienced solar PV system engineer to check for potential issues with shading of PV panels, space availability, and adequate structures to accommodate the panels. Remember, a solar PV system may not be the optimal energy solution for every location, so be sure to check your site conditions first to see if it can deliver a good return on your investment. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ. Your energy advisor.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government remains steadfast in its push to change the culture of disorder in the country. This, he says, extends to citizens who conduct themselves and their affairs contrary to the terms and conditions agreed on when they do business, such as the purchase of housing units.
What I fear when we build these housing developments is that people will come in who have the ambition and want to make their home their castle. And other people will come in who have no such ambition. And the value that you are trying to create in your house is going to be destroyed by those people who do not appreciate the value they have in their house. You have a plan for the expansion of the house. Follow that plan.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the recent groundbreaking ceremony for the building of 1,500 housing units in St. James. He adds that the government will be playing a much greater role in guarding against the setting up of illegal businesses, such as garages and other operations in housing developments. The Banana Board is targeting further increase in exports by the end of the year. General Manager Janet Coney says Jamaica has received queries from several countries, particularly in Europe, regarding potential export arrangements. The fruit is mainly shipped to the Cayman Islands, Canada, and occasionally to the United Kingdom. Mrs. Coney says Jamaica's ability to capitalize on and fulfill the growing overseas demand for banana depends largely on local suppliers and producers attaining Global Good Agricultural Practices GAP certification. GAP certification is being facilitated by the board through the Banana Export Expansion Program, BEEP, supported under the Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures JBAM program.
We believe that if we get larger volumes and we can ship in more feasible methods like by container, then the profits will be much better.
Mrs. Coney was speaking with JIS News following a recent tour of farms and facilities in Portland and St. Mary, benefiting under the European Union-funded JBAM program. The government is finalizing a protected areas policy and overarching legislation for the management of protected areas. The move is part of the government's efforts to preserve the country's natural resources. This is being undertaken by the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation in partnership with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. Minister without portfolio in the ministry, Daryl Vaz, says safeguarding the country's natural resources, particularly protected areas, remains a top priority for the government. Minister Vaz was speaking at a recent ceremony to commemorate the 24th anniversary of the Blue and John Crow Mountains as a national park. The Protected Areas System Master Plan, which will provide a structured framework within which protected areas will be managed, was approved by Cabinet and tabled in Parliament in February 2016. And the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, is to stage a two-day conference on infrastructure development in Jamaica. The conference, planned for March 6 and 7 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, is being delivered under the theme Delivering Economic Growth Through Partnership. Set against the background of Caribbean governments looking to public-private partnerships, PPPs, and other forms of private sector collaboration to finance well-needed public infrastructure, the conference will see local, regional, and international experts making presentations and showcasing case studies of successful PPP projects throughout the Caribbean. General Manager for Public-Private Partnerships and Privatization at the DBJ, Denise Arana, says the conference will provide a clear opportunity for private sector stakeholders to identify ways to contribute to Jamaica's infrastructural development while gaining significant benefits.
We have always heard from the private sector that they're tired of hearing government speak about PPP policies, etc. They want to know what's in the pipeline. So we thought it very important to invite some key Government of Jamaica officials to come and speak about the projects that they're preparing to take to the market.
Ms. Arana was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. Government agencies to be represented at the conference include the National Water Commission, Port Authority of Jamaica, and the Urban Development Corporation. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.